From the Heart, December 6th. Build an ark, Noah. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. In how short a time from the first sin of Adam did sin increase and spread like the leprosy? It is the nature of sin to increase. From generation to generation, sin has spread like a contagious disease. Hatred of God's law and, as the sure result, hatred of all goodness became universal. The world was in its infancy, yet after sin was first introduced, it soon became fearful in its proportions until it deluged the world. God, who created mankind and gave them with an unsparing hand the bounties of his providence, was slighted and despised by the recipients of his gifts. But notwithstanding sinners forgot their benevolent benefactor, God did not slight and turn away from them and leave them to perish in their violence and crime without setting before them their wickedness and the result of the transgression of his law. He sent them messages of warning and entreaty. God, whom men and women had slighted and dishonored, and whose gracious love and benevolence they had abused, still pitied the race and in his love provided a refuge for all who would accept it. He directed Noah to build an ark and at the same time preach to the inhabitants of the world that God would bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy the wicked. If they would believe the message and prepare for that event by repentance and reformation, they should find pardon and be saved. God did not remove his spirit from the human race without warning them of the sure result of their course in transgressing his law. The Spirit of God continued to strive with the rebellious until the time God had specified had nearly expired, when Noah and his family entered the ark and the hand of God closed the door of the ark. Mercy had stepped from the golden throne, no longer to intercede for mankind. Notwithstanding, God was working to draw sinners to himself by the conviction of his Holy Spirit. They, in their rebellion, were drawing away from God and continually resisting the pleadings of infinite love. Noah stood up nobly in the midst of a world who were disregarding God and were indulging in all manner of extravagant dissipation, which led to crimes and violence of every kind. What a spectacle to the world as Noah stands forth connected with God by his obedience, in contrast to the world.